Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench, back with you. Vancouver's up 1-0, 12 and a half left in the first. And, of course, Minnesota won that first game of that series in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So this is a qualifying round playoff game. It matters. And a lot of these teams, like the Rangers, and I'll get into it more in a minute. I want to get into the NHL, but they're done. I think the Canes swept them, so that series is over. Any qualifying round game, you got it. It's 3 of 5. And then the other ones are round robin to determine the seedings against the, for the rest of the playoffs. So I will tell you more about the NHL, but I'm still kind of lingering in the NBA a little bit. All right, first of all, the other game I wanted to talk about, because I didn't watch the Mavericks win in overtime, but I know that Luka Doncic had an incredible game. We'll talk about that in a second. But the game that really impressed me was Devin Booker's cold dagger game winner to beat the Clippers. The Suns win it 117-115. It was an incredible game. The Suns had the lead throughout the game, and the Clippers came back and tied them, and it got really good. And then with no time left at all, Booker hit a turnaround J in PG's face with a full extension right in his face and hand right in his face and daggered it and made it. And he's incredible. He had 35 points. Kawhi had 27 the other way. It really was incredible. And I loved watching Ayton play. He had 19, 7, and 4. Booker had 35, 4, and 8. I mean, they had it all going. And Saric, I thought, looked really good on the Suns. 13 and 8 boards for Saric. Remember, he played in Philly. Payne had 12, 3, and 3. Rubio, 18, 3 and 4. I thought he was good. Bridges even had 9 and 6 boards. Stay with us.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
So Leonard had 27-7-3. Zubats, I thought, had a great game. He had 18-12. The double-double, the big fella, the 7-footer. 7 of 9 from the floor, had some nice dunks. Morris had 16. PG had 23-6-5. Beverly got teched up. He had 4. He did nothing. Patterson did nothing. He had 3 points. Green had 10. Reggie Jackson did nothing. He had 5. And got his bell rung in the game. How about Lou Williams? They barely play him. He had 7. He was 3 of 8 from the floor. 7, 6, and 6. But, I mean, he only played 21 minutes. And Shamet played 19 minutes and had 2 points. So it's like they're not even trying. Like, it was like they got back in the game. I watched the game, right, every minute of it. And they got back in the game, and it was a great game. They came roaring back and tied it. And then, obviously, Booker hit the shot to beat him. But, you know, the Clippers could have easily won the game, but they didn't. They didn't win the game. So I still think that the difference for me with that team is putting Harrell in that lineup. Because he's a double-double machine every night. I mean, he's automatic, and he's violent, and he does it all. He'll do when they have Zubats and Harrell playing, they're nasty. They're nasty good. By the way, that Jared Jackson, remember from the Grizzlies, Mavi, did you hear about him? He tore his MCL in a game the other night. He's done. Meanwhile, he was there. But Morant and Jackson are the whole team.
Yeah, we're just talking about him last night. You're talking about, you know, you're talking about how you don't like his three, but you're talking about how awesome a player he is, and then now he's lost.
Yeah, that's a huge loss for the Grizzlies. I think I'm just going to say it right now. That'll be the end of them. You cannot lose your leading scorer, you know, a guy that it's really Morant and Jackson that do everything, Clark a little bit, but I mean, he's a huge piece and he shoots threes whenever he wants. He's got green light. When you have green light and you're a scorer, you shoot whenever you want. And you just keep chucking, and you either hit or you don't. But every night, the guy with a green light, he just goes. It's let's go, right? And, you know, kind of that's how I play. I shoot a lot, but I score a lot. It is what it is. But I just want to win. I want to make passes, too. I want to make plays. I want to make rebounds. I want to swat shots. Mafia plays with me. He knows. He does all those things, rebounds, swat shots, defends. He makes that pass. It makes it feel just as good making a great dime than it does scoring. But scorers score and they shoot. And he's a pure scorer, Jackson. He's turned into that with the Grizzlies, right? And now they've lost him. He's done, toast. So they're toast. They will lose now without him. Count on that. Just so we got that out of the way. I wanted to clear that up. As for the Doncic game, now I don't know if you guys know what he did, but it's really incredible. He had 34, 20, and 12. He was 12 of 24 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3. So he barely shot downtown. He shot six threes. That's really, you know, when he starts shooting 10 is when I want to see him shoot 10 because the guy can shoot, right? 34, 20, and 12. 3 fouls in 44 minutes. Now, there you go with a guy playing, because it was an overtime game. There you go with a guy going over 40 minutes. That's what Giannis, they're going to have to do with Giannis. They're going to have to grind him down. Like, I mean, they're just going to wear him down. That's all there is to it, because that's what they do with Doncic and Porzingis. Now, I want to see, he had the triple-double, but making the tie-breaking shot with 1:57 left in overtime, and then leading the Mavs past the Kings. And then De'Aaron Fox had 28 the other way for Sacramento. I love his game, for sure. I just wanted to look at what Zinger did, 22-7-2. And then that was it. Nobody else really did anything of significance. And then you get the Fox game of the 28. Bazemore at 16. He was kind of a chucker in Atlanta, too. He's been that guy. He'll shoot. He's not afraid to shoot. And that's pretty much it. Harrison Barnes, 6 points. 32 minutes, 2 of 6 from the floor, and 1 of 2 from downtown. He went 6-3-1. Those numbers, for me, for Harrison Barnes, are unacceptable. He's got to produce more than that. I don't care what anybody says. How about Bogdanovich? They had him in there. 3 points, 1 of 15 shooting, 1 of 8 from downtown. What kind of a crap net? Was he drunk? How is that guy 1 of 15 from the floor? I mean, honestly. And then now this game has gotten really good. It's 91-89 Blazers in the fourth with 7.5 to go. I just thought I'd say it. Still, Vancouver, by the way, 1-0 on the Minnesota Wild. The Canucks are down 1-0 in that series. They need to get it done. Look at Brody going to the tin, getting knocked out of bounds. 91-89 Blazers, 7:21 left. That's a great game. I'm into that game now. I'm completely invested now while I do the show with you. I hope you dig the show. I know the church got off to a rough start tonight with the hurricane and everything with technology. But let's raise a glass up for Mafia. Mafia, pour yourself a beer for getting the YouTube stream going. Despite grief, you've got some grief, apparently, over your efforts. Did you not... pour yourself a beer yet? Bottom line is, Mafia was dealing with grief for me that there was no video stream at the beginning of the show. I started getting, I gave him the business, but not in a mean way. I always do it, I hate to say this, lovingly. I'm not a D, even though those dudes probably think I am. I'm the coolest dude they've ever worked with or will ever work with. They could go get some other gig and they'll go, man, I miss working with that dude. He was cool. And I've been that way for 35 years. And I am buttering my own baguette. Check out. Ooh. Mafia knows I don't go buttering bread. I go get a big stick of baguette, son. Butter that up. Say no joke.
I take a lot of butter.
Anyway, do you like baguettes, Mafia? Do you like going to the, like when you go to the store, do you ever see like the fresh baguettes? And do you cop a roll of baguette or like Italian bread over just a loaf of bread?
Yeah, I know you do both. Depends on what kind of meal you're doing. If you're just doing regular stuff where you need like bread for sandwiches or French toast, things like that, of course, just grabbing a loaf. But, you know, you get the special meals where you cook the fancy Italian food or something, you know, a little French, you get the baguette or the Italian bread, whatever the your situation fits is what you get. You know, can't just do the same bread all the time.
In the Caribbean, just so you know, like in the Caribbean, everywhere you go, they have baguettes. Everywhere you go, every little bodega, they all have them. You go to the store,
right? They got the fresh the French influence there, right?
Right. So the baguettes are everywhere, and then the people, they eat them like in the morning. They'll have like prosciutto and stuff. They'll have all kinds of meats and sausages and like things that they put on the baguette bread and they eat it. They'll have like cheese. They'll just have cheese and baguettes. They'll have, and then in the afternoon, they'll have baguettes with wine and they'll get a wine buzz going. They eat them baguettes like nobody's business. So anyway, people can see us now doing the show. It's a miracle from God. So anyway, if I can hit the Canuck game, I need to hit the Canuck game. It's very important because there's a lot of hockey left. There's 6.5 minutes left in the first period of that game. 1-0. With Minnesota up in the series, 1-0. Best of 5. The Canucks have to win. And if they do, I'll have a perfect night in the NHL betting on PharrellOnTheBench.com, which is all I do is make people money. The Islanders I hit. I hit the Islanders 4-2 over the Panthers. That's a sweep. And then the Predators over the Coyotes tied up that series at ones. That I hit. And then the Leafs I hit over the Jackets. Toronto finally wins. Muzzin got hurt. They carried him off on a stretcher for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Jake Muzzin used to play for the LA Kings. And then I hit the Flames 6-2 all over the Jets. Jets now down 2-1 in that series. And I had the Canes over the Rangers 4-1. So I've hit every game.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams. And I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys. And I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I rolled balling with the Mawa boys this morning early. And it's always a great run with these dudes. They really fill it up. It's no joke. It's a really good game. And they got a bunch of guys that can put it in and that can stick shots. And everybody seems to have a good time. I just saw a bug fly by me. This is not good. Come back over here this way. I got something for you. I'm quick, like a, I'm going to snap you, smack. I just saw a bug fly by, and it is just on my radar now to have, it's going to be like creeping down, dun, 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 dun. Creeping death, Metallica, all right. Anyway, the Rangers lost, Mafia's livid. And the game was just Kreider scored first. How do you let that seep out of your fingers? Kreider scores. I think he's incredible. 24 goals this year. His season ended tonight. But I think it was a smart move to re-sign Kreider. I think he's a player. He averages over 20 goals every year, which is, you know, for what they pay that guy. And they gave him a new deal. You get a guy that 6 years in a row, whatever it is, with 20 goals. He's had 20 plus, 24 this year, 25 now, I guess. Maybe it's 24. I don't know what it landed at. It's right around there.
24 goals with. Don't forget, he missed a huge chunk of the season there at the end when we started right before the pause because he got hurt. We probably missed like a month before they paused the season.
Right, and he would have had 30 easy. So maybe more. Maybe he would have had 33, 35 goals. Bottom line is the guy can flat out play, but you waste his goal. And you needed the game bad, so you get a lead, you know, right at the start of the second period, you get a lead, and then you blow it, and then you just get stomped. Teravainen at 3:18, so that lasted about 3 minutes. And then Aho had an unassisted goal. That made it 3-1. They got another goal. It was 3-1. This is 10.5 into the third. And then at 19.5 of the third, right before the end of the game, he had a shorty. Aho scored again from Teravainen, and that was the end of the series. So they started the young goalie, and bottom line is, you know, they finally made the change in goal, right? Because everybody said, well, are you going to go with, you know, are you going to go with King Lundqvist? Or are you going to, what are you going to do? And then we saw what happened. What's the kid's name again? The goalie? Stachnikov? Is that his name? What's the kid's name that's the goalie for the Rangers, Michael? Shesterkin.
Igor Shesterkin.
And Stachnikov is the kid that had a hat trick. Stachnikov was the kid that killed him.
Right. Yeah, him and Aho just destroyed them the whole series. That line of those two young players just ripped the Rangers apart.
Did you see that Smith guy attacking him in that game today?
Yeah, I did. He lit him up right in the middle of that. And then, of course, later on, he got a little stick to the face, Smith did, from Shvetnikov, and he went uncalled. So he was not happy about that and went for a little, you know, retaliation later on, of course.
Well, that was a retaliation, but that's no different. Did you see the guys trying – did you see the sucker punch that Lemieux got in his nose from the guy late in about the third period? Because Lemieux plays dirty, and he got in these dudes' faces down in the slot – and the guy, you see him just hammer fist him right in the nose.
Yeah. I mean, that's Lemieux's game. He's like, you know, Kachuk up in Calgary, where he's just there to pester you and hit you and, you know, get you off your game mentally. And they didn't have him the first two games. He came back this game and tried to make a difference. But, of course, it wasn't nearly enough, and they lose again. But now they get a chance at the first-round pick, at least.
They're done. 6-2, Calgary beat Winnipeg. Lindholm on the power play made it. 1-1, they tied it up. They were down 1-0 on an Ehlers goal. And then Backlund made it 2-1. Monahan on a power play on the doorstep. I saw him hit that and score that goal right out in front on the power play, 3-1. And then Kopp made it 3-2 for Winnipeg on the power play at 8:09. So like literally seconds later after Monahan had scored, Winnipeg scored, made it 3-2. Then Kachuk makes it 4-2, which is like just the worst thing in the world for the Jets, because the Jets hate Kachuk. They want him dead. He's the one that hurt Scheifele, right? Liney and Scheifele are out of their lineup. So Winnipeg's like playing naked. Lucic had a goal that was taken away from him. So later in the game, he scored a power play goal to make it 5-2, 8.5 into the third. And Lucic had a goal they called goalie interference on one of his goals. It was a knuckler. He dribbled on the ice, and it made it into the left post. And Goudreau had the last goal at 17:41 from Monahan. 6-2, Flames blow out the Jets tonight in Edmonton. So anyway, the other ones, the Leafs, I told you what happened in that game. Muzzin got hurt, but Matthews, Tavares, and Riley had the goals. Tavares on a breakaway from Dermott and Nylander. And then Matthews from Hyman. Matthews finally scored their first goal. It took a game and a half, 16 of the second. He finally got one in on a redirector over the goalie's shoulder. And they were up 1-0, and then they shut them out 3-0. So that series is tied now. So that's good. The Predators tied up their series with the Coyotes. And then the big games were Bonino. He made it 1-0. Grimaldi and Ekholm had the assist there. Johansson had a goal, 2-0. John Kroc made it 3-0. And then Arvidsson on a power play in the third period made it 4-0. They were up 4-0. They gave up two meaningless goals in the final minute to Arizona. But now that series is tied at 1s. And Nashville looked dominant in this game compared to that first game that they lost. That's for sure. The Islanders, I watched that game as well. Eberle scored twice, including the go-ahead goal, and the Islanders rallied. They were down 2-0 in this game. Maybe it was 1-0. So Hoffman scored, and then Martin scored in the second to make it 1-1. Barkov made it 2-1 Florida, so they led him twice. And Pulak scored to even it up, 13:48 of the second. Power play from Taves and Brassard. And then Martin's goal earlier that tied it at 1s was from Green and Kuhnhackl. And then Eberle got hot, 16.5 into the second. He scored. That's the go-ahead, the game winner from Barzal and Pulak. And then Eberle on a power play in the third period, 10.5 in from Bevilier and Bailey. I saw that goal. Bevilier shot it from the left circle, and Eberle got his tape on it as it went toward the net, and it went in. There you go. Islanders eliminate the Florida Panthers. Isn't that accurate, Mafia? Is that not accurate? Was that not the third game? It's just 2-0? They've only played them twice? That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's only their second game.
They play them again tomorrow.
Correct.
There you go. All right, well, the Islanders are up 2-0 then. I thought that series was over, but I guess it's 2. I lose track in all the excitement. And then the Wild have tied up the Canucks in that game. So Kunin scored for Minnesota, 1-1, shorthanded. Pearson had the goal 24 seconds into the game to give the Canucks the lead. But at 17-16 of the first, Kunin, shorty from Parise and Suter, ties it up. And it's 1-1 after one. And the Canucks have to win that game. They lose that game, they're down 2, and you can kiss it goodbye. So just so you know, tomorrow, really good games. Penguins, Canadiens, that's tied at 1s. Islanders, Panthers, Islanders lead 2-0. Coyotes, Predators play again, tied at 1s. Lightning, Bruins, round robin. Avs, Stars, round robin. And Oilers, Blackhawks, series tied at 1s after Connor McDavid had the hat trick. He had a huge night last night. He scored 2 goals within a minute of each other and then scored another one in the second period. So he had his first playoff hat trick. And we all know how fast he is. Connor McDavid is the fastest guy in the league. I mean, unless I'm mistaken, there's nobody faster than him. And that guy hauls ass. He kicks ass and takes names. He's no joke. And if they get Draisaitl and McDavid going, if he has a hat trick in a game, they're not losing. So if the guy has 2 or 3 goals in a game, they're not losing the game. He is exciting to watch skate. I'll give him that. Now, you know, I know nobody wants to hear it, but you know, sometimes you just have to. He's no Gretzky. I know people think he is, but he's not. I think he's certainly super talented. Very exciting, very fast, fun to watch. But I'm here to tell you, there is only one great one. There's only one Wayne Gretzky. I don't care what anybody says. You can talk about this kid until the cows come home. He is a fun player to watch. But there, you know, there's only one Gretzky, and there's only one Lemieux, and Connor McDavid's finding his own path. So as far as the NBA right now, I'm watching, I think they've upped it to 109-102. They have. The Blazers are up 7. I had them plus 4.5. So I can live with that. There's only like a few seconds left in that game. 16 seconds left. It's over. As for baseball, the Dodgers lead the Padres 4-2, top of the 8th, runners on 1st and 3rd, 2 outs. Astros blowing out the D-backs 8-1, bottom 7. Bases loaded, D-backs have the sacks full, 2 outs. See if they can get back in the game. They're down 7 runs. Even if they clean them, they're still losing. Rangers, A's, top 9, tied at 1s. In Oakland in the East Bay at that ashtray. Angels lead the Mariners 3-0, bottom 5. The Twins beat the Pirates 7-3 in Minnie. The Rays were winners 5-1 over the Red Sox. Beaver and the Indians beat the Reds That was my top play on Pharrell on the bench.com. They beat him 4-2. Bieber was throwing, I think he had 8 more Ks. Nationals beat the Mets. I bet on the Nats 5-3. Bet on the Rays. Bet on the Twins. I got to look at that one. Let's see. The Braves blow out the Jays 10-1 in Atlanta. The White Sox beat the Brewers 3-2 in Milwaukee. The White Sox are on fire. The Cubs over the Royals 5-4. Marlins 4-0 over the Orioles. I know they could have sworn, weren't they? I thought they were playing two. I guess it's tomorrow that they're playing two. That's it. They're playing two tomorrow with the Orioles. Today they played one. And then how about that? The Marlins, was that their first game back, Mafia? They was that today or was it yesterday that that was their
no,
first
today
game?
Today was the first game back. And even as early as this morning, they still had a bunch of tests that weren't conclusive. And they weren't even sure if they're going to get it in. So, again, they were kind of like sitting there. And then you get there till after 5 o'clock. And like 6:15, the teams hadn't even set a start date yet. So, finally, around 8 o'clock, they got it going. And they played their first game back.
And they won.
And they won 4-0, yeah.
Can you believe that? And the Rockies beat the Giants 5-2. The Rockies just continue to impress me, to be honest with you. I can't even believe it. German Marquez struck out 9. He threw into the 8th inning and benefited from an overturned home run call as the Rockies beat the Giants 5-2. And I know Blackman had a sac fly. Kemp grounded into a fielder's choice and Blackman scored. Hilliard had an RBI single to deep right center in the 4th. Dugard doubled to deep left. Two runs scored there. Arenado homered to left. And then Blackman had another RBI single. 5-2, they beat the Giants. So they just keep raking. I can't believe that. So after everything, the Marlins went out and found enough power in pitching. And they got it done. Cervelli home run. Birdie a single. Villar scored. Forsythe grounded into a fielder's choice in the 6th. And Birdie scored. Moved the runners over. Aguilar homered to left. 4-0 Marlins. Can you believe that? That's crazy. Kimbrel was shaky again for the Cubs. They held off the Royals. The Cubs have won 5 in a row. Hayward homered to right. Kipnis homered to right center. Contreras homered to left center. 5-4 Cubs. No joke. They are on fire. As for that White Sox win, Gamble homered. Jimenez homered. Abreu, I guess that was for Milwaukee, Gamble homered. So it was 2-0 Milwaukee, but Jimenez's home run, a two-run shot, tied it. And then Abreu single to left in the 7th was the game winner, and they got it done 3-2 in Milwaukee. Huge win there. Braves yesterday, nothing but bad news with Soroka being done for the year. But they went out and blew out the Blue Jays. Austin Riley hit a three-run homer, and the Braves roll. In that National win over the Mets, Kendrick homers. Solo, your boy Soto was dancing on the roof of the dugout. He got everybody going. Josh Harrison hit a home run. So there you go. Kendrick homered to left. Harrison homered to left. That was in the 1st and 2nd innings. Castro had an RBI single in the 3rd. Harrison hit a sac fly in the 3rd. I mean, they had it all going. So there you go. Indians win. As for Bieber, he gave up 2 solo home runs, but he pitched into the 8th inning. And then Fermil Reyes hit a two-run homer as the Indians finally won. They had lost four in a row, but they won against the Reds. And the Rays, they've had nothing but problems, right? Meadows had a couple of hits in his return from the virus. Austin Meadows, he missed the first 10 games of the season. Tampa Bay stopped their losing streak at 5 games and beat the Red Sox. That was huge. My Pirates lose every night of the week now. Twins have won 5 in a row. Barrios pitched 6 strong innings. Nelson Cruz had 3 hits. They win every night, the Twins, basically. As far as the Angel game right now, they're up 3-0. Trout with a home run. He's back from having a baby with his wife. And then Pujols homered to left. So that made it. Trout was 1-0 and then 3-0 with the Pujols 2-run shot. So they're hitting the long ball tonight out in Anaheim. It's Anaheim, not L.A. The Rangers and A's are in the ninth, tied at ones there. Chapman homered to right for the A's in the seventh to tie the game. Texas was leading on a Frazier double to left that Gallo scored on in the sixth inning. And then as far as the Astros go, it's still 8-2. The Diamondbacks got nothing out of that. Some of the runs they had going tonight, Altuve homered to left. Correa homered to center in the second. Springer had a sack fly in the second. It was 3-0. And then later, Reddick grounded into fielder's choice. Gurriel scored. Tucker single to right. Correa scored. That was in the fifth. Maldonado walked. Reddick scored. They had the bases loaded. Springer doubled to left. Made it 8-1. So they blow out Arizona. They're still going on in the seventh. And the Dodgers, that lead is 4-2. And what happened is Tatis doubled to right, and they led 1-0 San Diego. And Cronenworth homered to right. That made it 2-0. Cronenworth hit that one, 400-plus feet. And then in the sixth, Seager single to center. Turner scored. Bellinger scored on a fielding error by the center fielder Grisham. And then in the seventh, that was 2-2 at that point. In the seventh, Pollock doubled to deep right. Barnes scored, 3-2 Dodgers. Taylor singled to center in the eighth. Bellinger scored. That made it 4-2 Dodgers. That's where they are right now. And those are all the baseball games. So as for the Blazers, they won the game by 8. 110-102 over the Rockets. I keep telling you, they mean business. Tucker didn't do anything. He didn't shoot well. He had 6 points. Covington had 6. He didn't shoot well. He was 2 of 11 from 3. They chucked threes, I'm telling you. House had 17. He hit 4 threes. Westbrook had 15 and 9 dimes. He was 5 of 14 from the floor, 0 of 2 from downtown. Harden had 23. He was 3 of 8 from downtown. He had 6 boards and 9 dimes. That was the Rockets. Green had 22. McLemore had 8. Rivers had 5. But it was the story on the Blazers. Everybody chipped in. Dame had 21, 9, and 8. He was 6 of 19 from the floor, 3 of 7 from downtown. Nurkic had 18 and 19 rebounds, was 6 of 15 shooting. McCollum had 20. He was 8 of 18, shooting 2 of 6 from downtown. Anthony, 15, 11 boards for Melo, 2 of 4 from downtown, 5 of 14 from the floor, had a dime to go with it. That's a really good game from him. Anyway, Trent had 16. I keep telling you about this guy. He hit 4 threes in the game. Gary Trent Jr. means business. If that guy plays like this the rest of the way, they're going to be tough to deal with, the Blazers. Whiteside had 9. They shot 41%, 38% from downtown, and they beat the often bomb shooting, three-point shooting Rockets. And showing the highlights now, I thought that was a real average night for Harden and Westbrook, the 23 and 15. If they're not in the 30s and going off, they really don't, I don't think, really scare anybody that drastically. I'm telling you, this Portland team's a lot different now that they have Dame, McCollum, Melo, healthy and in shape, Nurkic and Collins, Whiteside, Trent, Simmons. I mean, they have another, they have Hazania, if they wanted to go with him. They have guys that they can throw in there. And I'm telling you, they're playing good ball. They showed up in the bubble and they knew what they had to do. They had to, you know, grind it out. They had work they had to cut out for themselves and get it done. And they've been doing it. So they've been going out and giving people problems. So just so you know, tomorrow, Thunder and Lakers, Grizzly and Jazz, Sixers and Wizards, the Nuggets, Spurs, Raptors, Magic, and the Nets, Celtics. Some of the lines that I've seen, Lakers laying 6.5, Jazz laying 5, Sixers 10.5, Spurs getting 5 from the Nuggets, Magic getting 5.5 from the Raptors, and the Nets are getting 9 from the Celtics. So, and there's going to be, just so you know, I think when I did it for the baseball picks for tomorrow, for allonthebench.com, there's 16 baseball games, unless I'm mistaken. Sure, I'm looking at it right now. I think there's 16 games. You got doubleheaders. I think there's 2 doubleheaders. So, and the Marlins and Orioles are one of those pairs. I'll tell you what the other one is when I come back. All right, throw on a bench. Morenci's up next. Sports Rage, late night. I'm sitting on 5-0 in the NHL bets tonight, and I need the Canucks. And Pearson gave him an early goal, then they give it up, and then JT Miller just scored unassisted to give the Canucks the 2-1 lead, 14:20 left and counting. And the Canucks have to win that game. Morenci, I know you're watching this game. What do you think of the Canucks tonight compared to that game one that they kind of looked pretty shoddy in?
You know what? They were a little bit overwhelmed. Minnesota have a lot of veterans. Similar situation to the Carolina Hurricanes. They just sort of played to a system. And I think Vancouver were a little excited. Same thing with the Leafs. These teams that get shut out, they've done a good job of just firing the puck at the net and hoping for good things that to happen. This is going to be a wild game. And, you know, Scotty, the term must win gets tossed around way too much, but it really is. Like, in a best of five, you can't go down 2-0. This is a must win for the Vancouver Canucks tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you saw what happened to the Rangers. They got down 2, switched goalies. They still lost, and they led 1-0 on a Kreider goal. Couldn't live with the prosperity. They can't afford to lose tonight. I mean, and that Islander team's up on the Panthers, too. Zip, they're dead, too.
Yeah, there's no coming back. You know, you're not going to win being down 2-0. And normally, too, you get a bump, you get a pop. We've talked about it. There's a change of scenery. There's a home crowd behind you. There isn't. And, you know, right. I think we're going to see a lot of this, especially in the NBA too, Scotty. When teams are down 3-0, they've already been in the bubble for, like, you know, at minimum 54 days and 75 days. They're going to be tapping out. There's going to be quite a few sweeps, I think, in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
No doubt. All right, Morenci, have a killer show. Sports Rage coming up. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. Eastern. I think we're doing it for sure tomorrow, is what they're telling me. And then I'll see you again tomorrow night on Pharrell and Events. Great job, Mafia. Good night.